This is KNBA News. I'm Trip Krause. Nearly 5,000 people in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and nearly a fifth of those have also received their second dose. That makes more people in the region who have been vaccinated than have tested positive for COVID-19. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur has more on the Regional Health Corporation's efforts to get as many people vaccinated as possible.
The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation opened eligibility for the vaccine to the general population on Tuesday. Dr. Ellen Hodges is chief of staff for YKHC. She described that first day as busy and heartwarming.
I'm very pleased about that. Every single shot in an arm is potentially one less person who might succumb to this terrible disease.
Since late December, Hodges has flown across the region trying to get as many of these shots in as many arms as possible.
Some people cry when you vaccinate them, you know, because they're just so relieved to start the protection against this virus.
Hodges says the word "start this protection" because it takes 5 to 6 weeks after receiving your first dose to develop full immunity to the virus if you also receive your second dose. This time frame, combined with the region's high case rate following holiday gatherings, is why the Health Corporation is encouraging all YK Delta communities to remain locked down through the end of February.
We need to maintain the vigilance that we have been maintaining. So universal masking when you're outside your home, keeping your social circles small, frequent hand washing, all those things will still have to be adhered to in all likelihood through the rest of the winter, spring, probably into summer, as we start getting more and more people vaccinated and as our case rates start to go down.
All but three communities in the region have received COVID-19 vaccines: Lime Village, Red Devil, and Nightmute. Everyone in the region who wants a vaccine is asked to fill out an online form on YKHC's website. In villages, the number of people who fill out the form lets the health corporation know how many doses to fly out to each village. Anyone in a village who needs help filling out the form can call their local health clinic or tribal office. Anyone in Bethel who needs help can call YKHC's COVID-19 hotline. Hodges says she personally reviews the list of people who've completed the form every day, and then YKHC staff calls each person to schedule an appointment.
Right now, our focus is getting as many people who want to be vaccinated as humanly possible. The state of Alaska Chief Medical Officer Ann Zink calls that shots in arms, fast and furious. So just getting shots into arms right now is our absolute highest focus.
Because YKHC is focusing on people who come forward to get vaccinated, Hodges says they are not tracking people who are declining vaccination. Even though YKHC has opened vaccines to the general population, the Health Corporation's vaccines are reserved for people who reside in the region and are not available for people who live elsewhere in Alaska. And Hodges continues to encourage everyone who hasn't already to get their flu vaccine in addition to their COVID-19 vaccine. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
For KNBA News, I'm Trip Krause.